Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2511, with a release date of Friday, December 12th, 2025, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Vermont discontinues the RACES Emergency Response Program. The FCC grants a new 60-meter band for amateurs. And we visit an antenna racing event in New Zealand that's all in good sport. All of this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2511 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
In our top story this week, the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, or RACES, program has ended in Vermont. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has the details.
Vermont state officials have ended the RACES program, calling the action taken on November 1st, quote, a move towards streamlining and modernizing our communication systems and volunteer programs to improve coordination and efficiency, end quote. Vermont RACES volunteers learned of the decision in a letter to them from Brett LaRose of the state's Emergency Management Office. HAMs were instead encouraged to join the state's Medical Reserve Corps program, which is part of the Vermont Department of Health. A number of medical reserve units across the U.S. have a communications component that engages HAMs in passing emergency radio traffic on behalf of hospitals and other healthcare institutions. In a letter shared on Facebook by the Green Mountain Wireless Society and other Vermont HAM clubs, LaRose wrote that the decision does not reflect on the quality of volunteers, but was a move towards greater efficiency. He added, quote, your contributions to our state have been invaluable, end quote. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
HAMs in the U.S. are getting expanded, non-channelized use of parts of the 60-meter band under a recent decision by the Federal Communications Commission. The new access applies to general and extra-class license holders who, until now, were granted the use on a secondary basis of four discrete channels, 5332, 5348, 5373, and 5405 kilohertz. In a decision released on December 9th, the FCC reaffirmed the continued amateur use of these existing four channels at 100 watts of power, saying there has been no interference issues with federal operations. The FCC said that in line with the international WRC 15 allocation, contiguous use between 5351.5 and 5366.5 kHz with a limited emission bandwidth of 2.8 kHz and a power of no more than 15 watts EIRP is being granted. To see the FCC decision and other announcements, see the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. There's a new club station and a new call sign on the air in Jordan. Jeremy Booth, G4NJH, tells us about it.
The Royal Jordanian Radio Amateur Society has established a new club station with the call sign JY6SC, one of the many stations to be established at schools, universities, and within Jordan's armed forces to promote amateur radio. It recently received permission to set up the station from the Jordanian Special Communications Commission, the governmental agency that oversees the nation's communications network. The Royal Jordanian Radio Amateur Society was created in 1971 by the celebrated radio amateur King Hussein, JY1. The amateur radio group enjoys the involvement of the royal family, including Prince Hussein, JY2A, who in 2018 supported the society's launch of the nation's first amateur satellite. A student-built CubeSat bears the call sign JY1SAT, in memory of King Hussein, who became a silent key in 1999. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Yeah, it's almost winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, but the application period has already opened for the America's Youth on the Air Summer Camp to be held next June. This next session of camp has an extra special theme, and Cell MB KB3TZD is here to tell us about it.
The application period has begun for young amateurs living in North Central or South America who want to attend Youth on the Air Summer Camp next June. To be eligible, hams must be between the ages of 15 and 25 and have a current amateur radio license. The camp will be held in Huntsville, Alabama, with a focus on STEM activities that relate to space travel and space exploration. Here on Earth, the camp will take place from the 14th through the 19th of June. For details or to find an online application, visit youthontheair.org. That's youthontheair, all one word, .org. This is Sel Embi, KB3TZD.
History has marked the Battle of the Bulge as the turning point in World War II. Amateur radio is marking it, too, as a special event noting its 81st anniversary this year. Jeremy Boot, G4, NJH, has those details.
The Battle of the Bulge was Adolf Hitler's final major offensive on the Western Front. His attempt to repel the Allies from German-held territory did not succeed. On the 22nd of December 1944, the Germans delivered an ultimatum to surrender to the Allies in Bastogne in Belgium, and the single word response from US General Anthony McAuliffe became one for the history books. His reply was nuts. That word forms the suffix of the special event station call sign being used by members of the Brussels Radio Club BXE. Station OR81 Nuts will be on the air from the Bastogne barracks using CW and SSB on the HF bands until the 31st of December. For details, visit the station's QRZ.com page. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The founder of QSL.net and QTH.net websites, a ham well known for his technical expertise, has become a silent key. We hear more about him from Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
When Alan Waller, K3TKJ, created the QSL.net and QTH.net websites in 1996, he succeeded in expanding the universe of online information for his fellow amateurs. Al, who got his license in 1962, made a name for himself over the years as a top contester, as someone well-versed in technical matters, and as a big fan of DXing on 6 meters. Diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, he became a silent key on the 30th of November. In 2002, Al's contributions to amateur radio earned him the Dayton Hamvention Technical Excellence Award. In 2008, he retired from running his two websites, entrusting them to Scott KA9FOX, so the resources could remain available. A statement on the QSL.net homepage recalled his lifetime of work, adding that, quote, Al's pioneering spirit and technical achievements will be fondly remembered by friends and colleagues alike, end quote. Al was 80. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
Mobile phone companies in the UK wishing to provide direct-to-device services from satellites are being told to request a license change from Ofcom. The regulator has approved a rollout of satellites for delivery of phone calls, texts, and internet in areas of the UK lacking mobile coverage. This shift brings the UK in line with a number of other countries, including the US, where direct-to-device service was also approved by the Federal Communications Commission. In the UK, the earliest adopters are the mobile network operator O2, working with Starlink, and Vodafone, working with AST. Smartphone users themselves will not be required to apply for a license. It's time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W9BCC repeater in Wausau, Wisconsin, on Sundays at 9 p.m. during the Rib Mountain Repeater Association's Sunday Night SwapNet. The World Heritage Grimeton radio station in Sweden is no stranger to celebrations, certainly not this year, as it marks its 100th year as a treasured communicator. Before its Jubilee Year activities conclude on the 31st of December, the radio station will, once again, engage in one of its most popular traditions, the Christmas Eve message, a long-wave transmission in CW. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us more.
100 Christmas Eves will have come and gone when the call sign SAQ transmits the Christmas Eve message from the Grimmington radio station in Sweden on the morning of December 24. The operator will again be using the much-loved transmitter, which utilises an alternating current generator developed by the pioneering Swedish engineer Ernst Alexanderson. The Christmas Eve morning transmission will be sent on 17.2 kHz, about half an hour after the transmitter has been started up. It is a festive occasion on the radio station site itself, but for those who can't be there personally, the message can be heard on the air, of course, and seen on the YouTube channel of the Alexander SAQ Grimmington Friendship Association. It's a Christmas gift to the world, as the association notes on its channel, pointing out that this is the, and I quote, only remaining electromechanical radio transmitter, end quote. Indeed, its continued operation is a holiday gift worth celebrating. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Who's working harder than Santa himself? Well, probably the Dutch radio group, whose operators have been on the air since the 10th of December and will be calling CQ with six special call signs through to the 2nd of January. Listen for PD25 Holly, PD25 Ho Ho Ho, PD25 Red Nose, PD25 Santa, PD25 Xmas, and PD26 HNWY. There is a special award for anyone who works all six stations. If you want to see who is on the air right now and on what frequency, if you want to see what chasers they have already worked, visit the QRZ.com page for any of the call signs listed. When hams gather in Orlando, Florida in 2 months for Hamcation, they will be celebrating the achievement of three notable amateurs. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, tells us about them.
Newsline congratulates three award recipients to be honored at Hamcation 2026 in February in Orlando, Florida. Kansas amateur Tony Meluzzi, KD8RTT, has been named the 2026 Gordon West Ham Ambassador of the Year for his support of the Collegiate Amateur Radio Program. The Carol Perry Educator of the Year Award is being given to Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, for his ongoing work with the HamSci Citizen Science Education Program, which he founded and continues to grow. The recipient of the new Amateur Radio Hero Award is a name well known to Newsline and our listeners, Ambarish Nag Biswas, VU2JFA. The West Bengal India amateur has been chosen for his outstanding support of local and national emergency operations and law enforcement during life-threatening events where lives were saved by his actions. He and his club are two-time winners of the former Amateur Radio Newsline International Newsmaker Award. Congratulations to everyone. Hamcation will take place on the 13th through the 15th of February. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
In the world of DX, special event stations 4X8NER and 4Z8NER will be celebrating Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, from the 14th through to the 22nd of December, as members of the Israel Association of Radio Communications calls CQ on the HF bands. A certificate will be available. Earl WA3DX will be active as 9Y9DX from Arouca, Trinidad, IOTA number SA011, from the 17th through to the 29th of December, operating mostly FT8 and FT4. Listen for Earl on 40 through 10 meters. Andre ON7YK is using the call sign C5YK from the Gambia until the 25th of January of 2026. Andre is using single sideband, FT8, FT4, RTTY, and PSK on all the HF bands. He is also operating on 20 through 10 meters using CW. Listen for the call sign CN25JIM until the 21st of December, but especially on the 13th of December. The call sign is being activated from the Middle Atlas Mountain Range in the Moroccan Sahara to mark International Mountain Day, which is observed on the 11th of December. For all of these stations listed, please see QRZ.com for QSL details. We end this week with a sports story. Recently, as elite drivers of motorsport were causing the world's heart to race alongside them on the Formula One track in Abu Dhabi, a quiet field in New Zealand erupted with the nail-biting action of the 2025 Antenna Racing World Championship. Of course, Only this small part of the immediate world was participating. Just ask John Williams, VK4JJW, who has this report.
The quartet of contenders were locked in what one on-site moderator called, quote, a battle of pure technical fury, end quote. Their telescoping masts, their coax, and their antenna analyzers were ready for action. Introducing this world-class portable antenna-building competition was Amateur Radio Newsline's own Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, a commentator on the sidelines along with event organizer Nick ZL2NEB. There were more than a few tense moments in this Kaikoura Park, and there was no room for cheating. Speed of deployment and low SWR were everything. This event showcased what Jim called, quote, high-octane engineering athletics, end quote. It was all up to Malcolm, ZL4MWB, Nick, ZL2NEB, Graham, ZL1BDS, and Stuart, ZL2STR, each taking turns, one by one, to show that their antennas could resonate with the best of them. Nick, who jokingly suggested creating the competition, was pleased to see POTA and SOTA activators embrace this chance to rev their engines. Like Formula One cars, competitors had to stay on track. So, who won the coveted 40-meter dipole that had been donated by Greg ZL1GUD from the Ham Shack? Tune in to find out, sports fans. We're providing the YouTube link to the recorded action in the text version of this newscast at arnewsline.org. Nick, meanwhile, believes that it might be time for these antenna athletes to go for the gold. He told Newsline in an email, quote, I think that we really have a good chance of it being included in an upcoming Olympics at some point, end quote. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
If you haven't sent in your ham radio haiku yet, what's been stopping you? Visit our website at arnewsline.org, and as you compose your ode to your favorite online activity, we will help you use the correct number of syllables to make an authentic haiku. Submit your work and then sit back and wait to hear whether you are the winner of this week's challenge. The winner gets a shout out on our website where everyone can find the winning haiku. With thanks to Amateur News Daily, AMSAT News Service, the ARRL, Army.mil, David Behar, K7DB, Facebook, the FCC, 425DX Bulletin, Green Mountain Wireless Society, the Grimmington Radio Station, Hamcation, Holloway Funeral Home, Josh Cohen, KB1NIJ, Nick, ZL2NEB, the National World War II Museum, QRZ.com, the Royal Jordanian Amateur Radio Society, shortwaveradio.de, the Vermont Public Safety, Wireless Institute of Australia, YouTube, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org, and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.